I smile at the hawkers and the quacks. Fresh cabbages, fresh carrot, fresh cinnamon water, fresh aniseed liquor, settle your stomach or your money back. Fresh plump capons, two for the price of one. Hurry while stocks last. A boy plays golf between the women's skirts, swerving and ducking, whacking his stick against the ball. The sun slides behind a cloud. I'm suddenly overcome by repulsion. The wretched dog is not playing a joke. It has worms. Up in the belfry, the bell tolls the hour for me, summoning me to atone for my sins.
I didn't at first understand what was happening. For someone like me, who was used to being tolerated, it came as a surprise. You see, before, everything I said was passed over. Well, smiled at. But the conversation would continue elsewhere. I was like the final touches of a well-decorated house. It gives pleasure, but you don't notice it.
Fresh, fresh, fresh. Willem sings tunelessly. He has a terrible voice. Roach, bream, herrings, cod. Then he rings his bell. She is alert as a shepherdess to the ding-dong of her darling in the midst of the flock. I came by yesterday. Why didn't you open the door? Oh, the vegetable man was showing me his carrots. You teasing me? I was at the market, she smiles at him. It's you I love. I'm like a mussel, closed in my shell. It's only you can open me. She steps back and lets him into the house. He dumps down his basket and flings his arms round her. Oh, your fingers! She leads him through the voorhuis, along the passageway, down the steps into the kitchen. He pinches her bottom as they stumble across the sink. She yanks the lever. Water gushes out of the tap onto his outstretched hands. He stands there as obedient as a child with its mother. She rubs his fingers dry, and then she sniffs them. He presses his body against hers. He presses his knee between her thighs. She nearly swoons and kisses her. You can't stay long, she whispers. They're both at home. She pulls him with her into the bed in the wall. I see us as a painting. Cornelis, his white lace collar against black, his beard moving as he eats. The herring lying on my plate, its glistening, scored skin split open to reveal the flesh within. The parted lips of my roll. Grapes, plump and opaque in the candlelight. The pewter goblet glowing dully. I see us there, sitting at our dining table, motionless. Our own frozen moment before everything changes. After dinner, he reads to me from the Bible. All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. But I am already hanging on the wall, watching us.